This is John Erling. Today's date is January 19th, 2010. Kenneth, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, and your age as of today.
My name is Kenneth Renberg. I was born November 30th, 1920. I'm 89.
Where were you born?
I was born in a small town called Delmenhorst, D-E-L-M-E-N-H-O-R-S-T. It's near Bremen, about 30 miles from the North Sea, in the country of Germany.
Your mother's name?
My mother was Anna. Her maiden name was Sommerfeld, S-O-M-M-E-R-F-E-L-D-T.
And your father?
My father was Hermann Renberg.
What did your father do? What was his profession?
My father was a merchant. He had a store and sold sewing machines and bicycles.
And your mother?
My mother was a housewife.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother who was born in 1928 by the name of Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. He now lives in Chappaqua, New York.
What are your earliest childhood memories of growing up in Germany?
Well, I had a good childhood. As a small child, we played. We spent an awful lot of time outdoors, I think more so than in this country. Elementary school went through your 10th year, and then you started high school. About 10% of the students attended high school because attendance was based upon tuition. I joined various organizations, including the German Athletic Association and the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts were a little different than in this country. They were a paramilitary organization. We all had regular basic training, and we didn't have den mothers. We had leaders, and you stood at attention when you talked to them. The basic training came in good later on when I joined the Oklahoma National Guard.
How old were you? Were you in the Boy Scouts in Germany?
About 10. I'm Jewish, and I had to leave high school, I think in 1935, after the Nuremberg laws. At the time, you couldn't get a job, you could not take advanced training, and you basically had only two options. One was to come to this country, but somebody had to vouch for you and give you an affidavit. The other option was to go to Palestine. In order to go to Palestine, you needed 2 years of agricultural training. These training centers were called Hachara, H-A-C-H-A-R-A. This center was located about 35 miles south of Berlin. The irony of the fact is that at the end of combat, I wound up 50 miles from this little village, in charge of 35,000 German prisoners. Anyway, in 1936, I got an invitation from an aunt in Enid to come to this country.
How old then?
I was 16.
So you received an invitation from an aunt?
From an aunt.
In Enid? Yes.
My father had several siblings who had immigrated to the U.S. in the late 1800s. Another uncle lived in Tulsa. I preferred coming to the States to go into Palestine. I came over in July 1937. I lived with an aunt in Enid, Oklahoma, an aunt and uncle, and finished the last 2 years of high school at Enid High School.
Let me come back to your living in Germany. The first 16 years of your life there, I believe about 1921 or so, Adolf Hitler is beginning to make his presence known in the country. What did you hear as a young Jewish boy about Adolf Hitler?
Well, really, Hitler didn't become prominent till the late 1920s. What people don't understand, Germany had been a monarchy till the end of World War I. And they really were not too familiar with the democratic government. We had about close to 20 different political parties, each one with a different program. The government suffered under it. We had some good chancellors, most to a large extent from the Catholic Center Party. And Germany was doing pretty well in the late 20s. Hitler really was not that prominent. Then came the Depression. The major parties at the time were the Nazis under Hitler and the Communists. The Communists certainly were not liked. We were raised kind of in a military manner, so to speak. We wanted revenge for World War I, and we hated particularly the French. This had nothing to do if you were Jewish or Catholic or Protestant. Our children's literature dealt with war. Of course, it glamorized it. And that was one reason we had military training in the Boy Scouts. Germany was restricted to 100,000 soldiers. We all figured one of these days the army was going to expand and we would march back into France. National pride was one problem which Hitler addressed. The other was his economic program, which gave people confidence. And the third thing was that he had soup kitchens and provided for people that needed food. There was really no other party that presented a program like that. As I say, these were the main considerations of the Germans. Personally, I think if he wouldn't have been against the Jews would have been for him. And once he seized power, he had total control. That was well prepared. They arrested the opposition leaders within days. But he also got the young people off the street. He started a program called the Labor Service, similar to the WPA or the CCC in this country. Then, of course, he threw out the Treaty of Versailles and increased the army. And everybody was for that. Basically, as far as the Jews were concerned, there was anti-Semitism in Germany, but it was not any worse than anywhere else. The persecution of the Jews, of course, started after he seized power.
That would have been
1933.
You then were in fear of your life?
No. I never feared for my life. That all came later.